Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Clear the room. We got a movie star on set.
Woo-hoo! Yep.
It's the Brett Mega Show. AB was at a movie set for how long?
14 hours.
14 Whoa! Hours.
Yeah. I got 2 hours of sleep.
That's movie star life. You know, that's what they do in Hollywood.
It really is.
So catch everyone up how you were on a movie set and what happened. How did you even get casted on a movie?
Well, my family saw on Instagram, hey, there's a movie being filmed in your city. Apply here to be an extra. So I did it just kind of to be funny. And then I actually got selected to be an extra.
And what was your extra role?
My role was to be a popular girl. Yeah. So they sent a mood board of the outfits they wanted you to bring.
Really?
The night before, though. It was literally like...
Hannah said you were going to be freaking out about that.
I know.
They didn't give me any time.
I had to like drive all the way to my parents' house, and I was borrowing clothes from friends and family and all this stuff because I had no time to plan that. But
I didn't even know they gave extras mood boards, so I felt like that was nice.
I thought they would give you clothes.
She's an extra. What do you think? This is Hollywood.
At first, I assumed they're not going to give us clothes, but then they were asking for all our measurements and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, well, maybe
they
will.
That neck measurement.
Yeah, that neck size.
Yeah, they needed my neck size for who knows what. Nothing happened involving my neck.
You've always heard like inappropriate things like they ask you for your weight, and you're like, you can't do that in Hollywood. AB experienced it firsthand.
They will ask you all the inappropriate questions. They asked me, I mean, everything under the sun. So to walk you through my day a little bit, I had to park in one place, and then you get shuttled to base camp, which...
Base camp.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what this is, but you show up, and it's basically where there's all the picnic benches. You're checking in. I brought my 4 outfits I had to bring, and then they chose the one they liked, which was the one I was already wearing, which was nice, because then you had to, like, go in this little corner in these, like, white tents and change in there.
Did they do that? Did they make some people change?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I was like, I wonder if they were just like, ah, this does work, whatever.
No, they made a couple people change, like, multiple times, because they wanted to make sure that all of the popular girls didn't look, like, exactly the same, and there was enough of a difference.
Ooh.
That's not real life. All the popular girls look exactly the same.
There was
plastics.
Probably... 50 extras total. There was only around like 8 to 10 popular girls.
Oh.
Yeah,
that makes
one
sense.
One of the chosen ones.
Yeah, big circle. Yeah. This feels very much like high school, actually.
More screen time.
Yeah. So the makeup artist, I had to like sit in the chair and she just kind of touched up my makeup and hair, but I did have to come like makeup and hair ready.
Wow.
And I made friends right away. Like, the girls there were the nicest people ever, but not in a way that they're boring. You know how that can be, you know? But, like, I feel like I've known these people for 10 years and we're bonded for life.
You're not, like, a super easy person to connect with.
No, I kept sitting there being like,
She says it all the time.
No, it takes me a really long time to, like, be fully myself around people, and I was. It was kind of crazy.
There is no better way to make genuine relationship with people that are acting.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Good at their job. Yeah,
they're no way better. Okay, so then what? So then you just sit around on set. What do you do? What do they call you?
So then we filled out all the paperwork, which I did have to sign an NDA, which felt very official. So wow, that's I probably cool. shouldn't even be talking about it right now.
Is that your first NDA you've ever had to sign?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So then we walked from base camp to the skating rink where we were filming. And on the application, it asked me, what is your skating ability? And it was like, none, beginner, intermediate, expert. I put none. I cannot skate. And when they emailed us, they were like, okay, you know, you'll only skate if you feel comfortable. So I was like, oh, it's going to be like half and half. Some people skating, some people not. Everybody had to skate.
Really?
Oh.
So they put you in roller skates?
Wow. Yes. We walked in the building. The director's like, everyone come get your skates. And I started freaking out. I was like, I seriously cannot take a step. I will fall over.
Where does this movie take place? The 1950s? Who does roller skating exactly. anymore? Yeah. Like, is that a thing people still do?
Apparently that's a big part of the movie. I still don't really know what it's about or anything because they didn't tell us much. But so I was freaking out that I couldn't skate. But then one of the workers on set could tell I was struggling. Because they were like, you know, take a couple laps, get used to it. And so he came up and like put his arm out and taught me how to skate.
Now you feel like you're good on the blades or
yeah,
what?
I mean, no. Better than I was. Shout out John. He was awesome. I feel like I know his whole life story now. But then he would like come up and check on me and be like, you're doing great. Like, let me know if you need me to like come like help you again. I'm like, okay, thank you. So then.
That's a big deal.
That's
Can I just
really
say
nice.
That's a big deal because they wanted to keep you in the movie.
They
I mean,
did.
That's awesome.
That's true. They could have been like, yeah. oh, she can't skate. She's no longer popular. Go sit at the nerd table.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And then the stars walked in the building and they gave us a heads up and they were like, listen, you're probably going to know some of the people. You can't fangirl. You can't ask for pictures or autographs or anything.
Whatever.
Just act normal and professional.
Did you know them?
Yes.
Really?
And I kept thinking, I'm not going to know anybody.
Who
it's
was
be
in
fine,
it?
Whatever. I can't say.
Are you on a level of excitement that people?
What I'll say is this person is in probably the biggest TV show that's airing right now.
Really?
And we had been me and the girls, me and my best friends now that I met.
Me and my best friends.
Yeah. We were literally talking about this TV show hours prior.
Really?
Just being like, did you watch the episode and like all this stuff?
Yeah.
And then this person walked in the building and we were. Like in shock.
I thought this was going to be a nobody. So it's a somebody. Okay.
Which means people are legit going to watch this movie and see me because I thought nobody was ever going to see this thing.
Okay. Did you steal a scene though? So when this person that everyone knows is on screen, did you just jump in and tackle her?
Skate on
tackle
by.
Him? Like, what did you do?
This is what I'll say. So when the actors, you know, the camera's following the actors as they're skating around. So I'm trying to be right behind them so that you can
see.
Nice.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I can't skate well. So I can't. I probably look like an idiot. Half falling over. I never fell on my face, which is good. Actually, the actors did a couple times. But I was like trying to keep up with them in the camera. I couldn't keep up, so I would just try to start behind them.
Who's the slow moving person behind the scene?
Yeah.
Looking like a grandma, like on with a stretch, like a.
You should have had one of those like assisters, like the dinosaur that you push.
Yeah,
around
the dinosaur.
Oh, they had people doing that too.
Yeah,
they
awesome.
Had like all every level of skating. Most of the people there though were like on skate teams, like they were professionals.
Oh,
so it was very intimidating.
Man, oh man.
Are you gonna win an Oscar or what?
Yeah.
What? Overall,
feeling very confident.
Overall, the experience was cool, though, to be
so cool.
That's cool. Whenever the movie comes out, we're gonna have a big watch party for that.
Yes.
Yeah. One
to
second.
See my shoulder.
To see her shoulder.
That's like, our girl.
Yeah, like,
we know that shoulder blade.
Best shoulder blade we've ever seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.